Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, after months of wrangling in the House of Representatives, it appears that bills dealing with aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and some humanitarian packages for Gaza and other places will eventually get to the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote this coming weekend. Now, beyond the headlines of all the drama inside the House, there's actually some leadership lessons underneath that are worth thinking about. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, yesterday, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson formally unveiled the foreign aid bills. This was a little different approach than what had been taken up. The Senate, of course, had one single bill dealing with different aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and other national security priorities, along with some humanitarian aid specifically targeted for Gaza. The speaker unveiled those, each of them to stand alone and to be open for an amendment process. And so that is where things are moving along. It appears, and everything I'm hearing coming out of Washington, D.C., is pointing to Saturday as the day that those will actually get to the floor. And then the real fireworks, I think, will begin then. In the meantime, of course, the other drama is unfolding with Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few others becoming a little more vocal in their willingness to exercise this ability to vacate the chair, which is basically a fancy term for saying removing the Speaker of the House. And it's one that has gotten a lot of attention, a lot of threats, a lot of back and forth, a lot of drama, a lot of social media posts, a lot of national cable news appearances, and a whole lot of fundraising emails to boot. And it's interesting to me when you get past all of those headlines and all of that chatter and clamor and drama, there's actually some interesting things going on underneath. I think there was a moment yesterday when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson actually became the Speaker of the House. As he unveiled his plan for these foreign aid bills to reporter, he was asked point blank about the effort by Marjorie Taylor Greene, Representative Massey from Kentucky, and others who have been rattling some sabers, that they would exercise that ability to vacate the chair over what he is putting forward when it comes to aid, these aid packages. I want you to listen really close to his response.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. I'm doing here what I believe to be the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. I really do. I really do believe the intel. I believe Xi and Vladimir Putin and Iran really are an axis of evil. I think they're in coordination on this. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Balkans next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families. And I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this. And I think that's the way this institution is supposed to work. And I'm willing to take personal risk for that because we have to do the right thing and history will judge us.
So many lessons in there. To me, that's what a Speaker of the House should sound like. That regardless of what the criticism is, regardless of the threat, are you willing to do what you believe is the right thing? Now, we can have debate and we'll get into all of the details in terms of what these proposals do and don't do, where they should be in terms of priority with other domestic issues that many are calling for, including border security and immigration reform. Those are all the policy debates beyond that. But the thing that I think was most important about what the Speaker of the House said yesterday was that he said, to me, this is something that I have to do as the speaker. That's what leadership does, that every member will have an opportunity to vote their conscience and vote what they believe is in the best interest of the country and for their constituents back home. That is how it's supposed to work. And he said, if I lose my job over that, then so be it. In other words, that's functioning from a position of strength. You've heard me on this program many times. Ask people running for office, ask the candidates, What is it that would make this worth it, even if it cost you your job? What's the one thing you would do, even if it guaranteed that you would be out of the job you're currently in? Because if a candidate or an elected official can't answer that question, I question whether or not they should be in the job. Because if there's not something that they are so passionate about or so committed to do for their constituents or for the American people or our constitutional republic that they would give up their job to do it, they haven't thought hard enough about what the job actually is. Because the job is not about re-election. The job is not about some consulting gig or lobbying job when they're done. It's not about writing a book and having a memoir or becoming a talking head on cable news. And so, again, set your feelings about Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan. You can set all that aside for a second. Just from a leadership standpoint, what the Speaker of the House said yesterday is exactly what I would hope we would hear from all our members of Congress. That let's put things on the floor. Let's have debate in front of the American people. Let's vote on amendments to make the bill better or decide what we need and don't need within it. And then let's vote on it. That's the way it's supposed to work. And the Speaker of the House said, history will judge us accordingly. And I think he's absolutely right. Now, I also want you to listen to the House Democratic leadership, the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. He talked about his belief in the path forward and why it does matter that Speaker Johnson bring this to the floor. Take a listen.
Our top line commitment is ironclad. We are going to make sure that we stand by our democratic allies in Ukraine, in Israel, in the Indo-Pacific, and make sure that we secure the humanitarian assistance necessary to surge into Gaza and other theaters of war throughout the globe.
All right. So here's an awesome day when I can say I 100% agree with the minority leader from the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, and I 100% agree with the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. In those two bits of sound that you just heard from those two leaders, they were actually leading. It was not the politics. It wasn't the posturing. It wasn't playing for 2024 and who's going to win in November and all of those things. That's what it's supposed to be like. That's what it's supposed to sound like. And I actually loved that Representative Hakeem Jeffries used an and rather than a either or. He avoided the fake fight and the false choice. He said, we're going to do these three things and we're going to take care of some humanitarian needs in Gaza and other places around the world. It's an and conversation, not a this or that, not a fake fight and a false choice. And so I think the fact that these two leaders were actually leading yesterday, that's a good day. That's a good day. And I'm sure that on Saturday, when these bills get brought to the floor, there'll be some ferocious debates. And there might even be some theatrics and some fireworks before then, as some members of the Republicans try to vacate the chair and remove Speaker Johnson. And I think that the Democrats and Hakeem Jeffries just might say, not so fast. We actually think we can work with this person, and they may keep him in that speaker's chair with the speaker's gavel. So that's what it's supposed to sound like, folks. And we should expect that not just on a day like today, where, as the speaker said, history will judge us in the end. But as voters, we should expect that every day from our elected officials. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.